A week solidarity brekkie team listener, when listening this week to the grave threat we face from evil China from our Minister for Train Killing and Being Offensive, Richard Duffer. Oh, no, that's not his name. Constable Peter Maul's the bad guys? No, sorry, that's not it either. Damn, I get them mixed up. I'll have to sort that out for us, listener. Although, might I say, haven't we noticed the difference in our rhetoric toward evil China from our new government? Oh, we want a better relationship, but meanwhile, our Socialist Party government agrees with the US of the UN of the US of the world. Well, that's taken for granted. Agrees with that evil China remains a threat and no country should be allowed to build military bases in the Asia-Pacific region. And to ensure no country should be allowed to build military bases in the Asia-Pacific region, our very, very, very close friend, the US, will expand its already huge numbers of bases in the Asia-Pacific region to prevent the expansion of train killer bases in the Asia-Pacific region. Logic and consistency running riot. The US of Vice Big Supremo Kamala Horrors for Evil China couldn't make it to the Pacific Conference in Fiji, but beamed in that the US would expand its influence through diplomacy as well as in train killing and being offensive, having realized, she said, it has for far too long ignored our Pacific friends, as Trublowasi calls them. Kamala, has that realization anything to do with your attitude to evil China? Perish the thought. No, until you raised it, and might I say I find that question, that inference, insulting, offensive, until you raised it, the thought had not crossed my mind. No, we just realized how much we are concerned for and care about our Pacific friends. Whereas now that you've raised the question, evil China just wants to use these very, very, very close friends of the US of for its own evil purposes. Maintaining the consistency, our Richard Duffer, or Constable Peter Maul's the bad guys, or whatever his name is, lauded the US of increasing its already huge numbers of trained killer and offensive bases across the Asia-Pacific by declaring evil China is undertaking the single biggest military build-up in history. In other words, ever, ever. Aren't we lucky to have a close friend like the peace-loving US of whose sincerity and integrity we so admire? And let's hope War is Peace can be further consolidated by paying a tribute to the recently assassinated Japanese ex-Big Supremo through granting his great overwhelming wish to remove the pacifist bit of their constitution and allow them to join the train killing for peace spree across the Asia-Pacific. After the hopefully politically assassinated Sri Lankan long-term dictator, the last of the Rajapaksa punches no longer, fled seeking sanctuary, presumably with most of his country's coffers to see him through, it was said the civil war had ended years ago, which we can be sure would have come as news for a hell of a lot of Tamils, although there must be no ongoing persecution because Trublowasi refuses to accept they are no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people, are refugees. So they must be shattered to see the backs of the Rajapaksa punch no more. We're thrilled to be able to award the Objective Consistency Media Award of the Week to, who else, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin. Congratulations, which for ages has been agreeing with our public health authority, the Chambers of Profits, that we don't need lockdowns or masks or distancing or anything that doesn't let the sundry COVID strains rip, doesn't let us just learn to live with it and die with it, attacking the pejorative Dan government for being too close to the public health advisers who have no idea what they're talking about and no concern for the Chambers of Profits and their profits. Even though the government has decided to let it rip, and that's working a treat, rip, rip, rip. But this week, when the pejorative Dan government said it would ignore the public health advice that masks should again be mandated, the very thing Lord Rupert has demanded, the Wapping Sin then attacked it for not mandating them, attacked it for doing what Lord Rupert has decreed it must do for the health of the economy, the only health that matters. Lord Rupert of Wapping, your Objective Consistency Media Award of the Week is on its way. Let It Rip, Learn to Live and Die With, has naturally led to thousands living and dying with it, prompting our public health authority, the Chambers of Profits, to provide more advice. Thanks to so many workers being ill, and thanks to people not being able to go out and spend as much, it is imperative, they said, that the government must provide lots of, well, lots more of, corporate welfare, because their altruistic health advice is working too well, with many workers and customers not too well. Thankfully, their wise advice didn't run to taking steps to contain the epidemic and prevent illness and death, just a good corporate welfare handout and problem solved. Indeed, the federal minister, Mark Buckelunder, predicted millions could catch COVID before winter's over. Many would die, but thank goodness this didn't require any steps to prevent this happening either. Thank goodness he's listened to the very wise Chambers of Profits health advice. Although speaking of consistency, listener, caring employers are concerned that casual workers, gig workers, will turn up with COVID because they can't afford not to because they don't have sick leave. The government must meet the caring employers' costs of their isolation. Yet, when evil unions suggest they should receive little crippling conditions like sick leave and holidays and superannuation and other crippling conditions full-time workers enjoy, they tell us that is all taken care of through the fabulous casual rate they receive. So these workers should have put aside their sick leave. It's their own bloody fault. Although only because we know caring employers would never be inconsistent, we'd almost believe there was some slight inconsistency in that argument. And the my word, they've learned their lesson award of the week to the New South Wales government after allowing passengers on a Princess cruise ship racked with COVID more than 2 years ago to alight led to a massive spread of COVID back then. Just as the fun Princess cruises have resumed, taking to our seas again, another Princess cruiser turned up in Sydney with COVID, running riot on board, and what a smart move. The New South Wales government has let the passengers loose again without any need for testing or precautions. New South Wales government, your My Word They've Learned Their Lesson award is on its way. On caring employers, yet another wise, sensible decision by our judiciary in a matter over Primotiv salt and fat and sugar foods transferring its lazy Aboriginal workforce from an hourly rate under their enterprise agreement to salary contracts. The matter involving poor Primotiv being forced to sack or, sorry, sadly have to let go, a very, very naughty, disobedient worker who had the gall to ask his co-workers about the contracts they were signing, wages and conditions, those sort of things that were no business of his and broke the company's confidentiality policy. He even showed disrespect by suggesting many workers were unhappy with their contracts, their new wages and conditions, and thus this week the federal court ruled his dismissal was legal and proper. Out the door. What a sensible decision. How dare a worker ask other workers about their wages and conditions? The caring employer's human resources manager, see workers are resources, said quite sensibly workers knowing other workers' wages and conditions could lead to conflict and people resigning because they're disgruntled. Employees would not understand the rationale behind the offers, she pointed out. Which is? To pay them as little as possible. Yet another wise decision. Wonder if the members of the bench making these decisions are on the same wages and conditions as the Primotiv, salt and sugar, etc. workers. Another threat to economic health remains all these bloody protesters carrying on about fossils being dug up and forests being flattened. Irresponsible, long-haired, greeny, commie, wooden worker in iron lots displaying no concern whatever for the welfare of the responsible great corporates who extract and use the fossils and chainsaw the forests. Hopefully draconian but essential penalties like 20,000 plus fines and a year or two in jail might deter these economic vandals, although sadly many of them claim they won't be deterred. In fact, one mob, the Trublawasi Koala Foundation, wants to go even further. It wants land clearing and development banned from all koala habitat areas, 1.5 million hectares of forest, 20% of the continent, just because they reckon they're a bit endangered. For goodness sake, where's their sense of patriotism, of concern for decent law-abiding shareholders? Okay, let's not ignore the koalas, but let's strike a balance. Leave a few trees for them, but don't get between a koala and a huge bag of lovely, lovely money. Let's not make the chainsawing industry the endangered species. But listener, it gets worse. There's another mob, they're probably all related to each other, who reckon the greater glider is not just endangered, but in danger of extinction. And true to form, they blame the chainsaws and the fossils for raging bushfires they claim are destroying the glider's habitat. For goodness sake, there's still plenty of trees. Okay, there mightn't be the exact trees with hollows gliders live in. The long-haired lot use the fact that these trees take years to become suitable for the gliders, but surely, like we've had to adapt to learning to live and die with the pandemic, the gliders can adapt. I mean, we can't expect the chainsaws to adapt, can we? So finally, my advice about these disruptors is, for what it's worth, if the jail term isn't enough, make it life imprisonment and fine them trillions. That'll teach them to have some concern for the economy rather than for nebulous rubbish, utter crap like saving the forests and their ecology or preventing the planet frying to death. Quite simply, we can't afford not to. Good morning.